Hello and welcome to Newspox. It's Monday, the 22nd of Poppadom, 2007.
You are Michelle Poppadom.
And Zina Poppadom.
Hi.
Hello, what's the news?
What is the news? Jade Poppadom is on the brink of suicide.
See, I was hoping that we wouldn't have to talk about Big Brother today, but on both the newspapers I've bought for us to delve into is the main news. The Independent, as well as having bird postcards, the main story was a picture of a Swede, I think, or a turnip, some sort of root vegetable, in some plastic packaging. And they go, it's mad, it's got skin, that's its packaging, it's nature's packaging. Oh, this is ridiculous. And that's their whole front page, a picture of a turnip.
That's funny.
So Jade's been crying. She's been bawling her eyes out ever since.
In a way, it would be kind of funny if she did commit suicide. Not for her kids and stuff.
It would make a great made-for-TV movie.
But it would be...
It'd be brilliant on Channel 5.
It would be... you know, it might change something.
Yeah, Jade's spoken out.
Finally.
She says, I'm not a racist.
I never thought she
was. I'll tell you who is a racist, though.
Go on.
Danielle. Mm-hmm. And Jade has said this, and to be honest, we've said this.
Why?
Well, because Danielle said more racist things than Jade did. Jade only said Poppadom, as far as I can see. She's a bully. I'm not saying she's a nice person. She's a bully, but it wasn't really racial. It was just, she was being a cunt.
Yeah, but what about Danielle?
Well, Danielle did that. She should fuck off home. Don't know where her fingers have been. She keeps touching your food. Do they eat their food with their fingers in India? She's the one who's been saying most of the racial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Jade's pointed this out and they're like, oh, she's just trying to shift the blame onto this scantily clad, big-chested young girl.
Mm-hmm. Joe has been a bit of a...
Joe's kind of has managed to sort of slip out of it, though, not keep apologising, and just kind of go, ooh, I'm not really involved. But I think people remember.
Yeah.
Apparently, the interview with Jade on Friday night, you watched that, didn't you? As did I. That was pre-recorded, because you know at the end when, what's the face? The woman who with the hair, who presents it.
Davina.
You know, she said, I'll be coming to get you in a little while, or something. She didn't say when. No, you go, you'll be coming out in an hour, you'll be coming out in 5 minutes. She just went on coming out in a while. It's apparently because she was taken out 50 minutes before it was broadcast. It wasn't live.
Mm-hmm.
So she was given a bit of prep and told what to say. So they've asked some people what they think. Do they think they're just tears of a sham? They're not real. I think she's really crying. She's upset. Her career's going. Everyone hates her. And her career's going down to the Swanee. Why wouldn't you be crying for real? Someone said that they're crocodiles here. She's just sorry she's been caught. Now, she did do this on a TV show that is shown constantly throughout the day, live.
I don't think she realised, though.
I think she's genuinely sorry. I feel sorry for her, and I think we're bullying Jade. I think, you know, she did a bad thing. She said sorry. She obviously feels really shit about it. She's going to suffer the consequences of it. Let's maybe stop calling her pig face on the front of all the newspapers.
Because she doesn't actually have the face of a pig.
Well, it's not far off.
No, you're right, it's not.
Danielle yesterday enjoyed a abuse-filled three-in-the-bed lesbian romp. It was X-rated. Apparently they did some wrestling under the duvet with their clothes on, but they were drunk. Her boyfriend, Teddy Sheringham, well-known intellectual, has dumped her for being thick. And Jade has also said that she would have protested if she'd heard Danielle calling Shilpa a dog, because Shilpa's not a dog. That's obviously a racist comment. I've not got involved in that. Well, calling her a dog isn't racist. I don't think really Jade understands what racism is, but that's the essential. Right, is that the end of Big Brother? I think H is going to win.
I don't know. I think they'll just take it off the air.
Oh, I think it's only on for another bit. Surely it must be finished this week. Friday? It's been on for quite a long time already.
Nobody's interested, though, are they? In any of it?
I don't know. Hang on, I've still got some Big Brother news again. Go on. Sorry. While Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother is sort of winding down, well, probably Big Brother's going to be axed, as the is the odds-on favourite at some betting place.
Mm-hmm.
Still, they're holding the auditions for Big Brother next series, which I think must be 8 or 9.
Are they fucking idiots?
So there's some people dressed up as an old woman with too much makeup on and a fake chest with a low-cut top. A man with a bright-coloured shirt and jacket combination. So what point of that woman is? A man dressed as a geisha. But look, some black people. I'll read this sentence verbatim. Many black and Asians braved 80 mile per hour winds yesterday to line up and audition for the show. So well done. They managed not to be put off by it. Which is stupid because Big Brother's been going on for ages. It's not the institution of Big Brother that is racist. It just happens to be a group of people in there. Right, bored of that now.
Can't believe anybody would want to go on there anymore. Well,
I can't believe they
want to go in the first place. Plush and Bex, you know they've moved to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They've had their first invitation to a Hollywood party.
Ooh, which one is it?
They'll be going. And Hugh Hefner, Playboy Tycoon.
Ah. Oh, I'm sure he throws a lovely bash. He does a good spread.
So, Victoria said me and David have been delighted to come, Hefner.
RSVP.
What's the dress code? And he said, I just, you know, put something swanky on. As long as it's nothing. She's gone like
as a
bunny. She's dressed as a very skinny pig.
Malnourished pig.
Yes, well done. She's like the thin version of Jade.
As I am reading from the start today, I've gone on the BBC website to look for some proper news.
Oh, yeah.
Really, there isn't any in here. There's a picture of Boris Johnson's daughter. Looks very similar.
Fucking hell, I thought it was a young picture of him.
No, it's his daughter.
Wow, she's got an
astonishing
face. Is it
the one that was conceived in a cupboard? Yeah, it is. She's the one who was conceived in a cupboard.
She's beautiful, but in a kind of weird way. She should be a supermodel when she grows up.
I can imagine her having quite a very... She's going to have a very distinctive look. She's got lovely lips, but no eyelashes, which is unfortunate. Also, looks a little bit like a pig.
Whose tits are there? They're nice.
I wasn't going to mention... I think they're too small. I don't even mention this, but it's Mina Savari, who is the girl from American Beauty.
Right.
They pictured her on a beach with her breakdancer boyfriend, which is interesting because I thought she was married to an old man, but she's practically going out with a breakdancer now, so they've obviously split up. But there's a picture of her on the beach. She's on holiday. They pictured her topless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, she actually, I'm fairly sure she gave up acting to go to college. She's not even in the public eye anymore. She kind of tried to give that up, but still, if she goes topless on a beach, she's fair game. It's very pert, but...
Nice. Well done, her.
So the real news, I looked at Hillary Clinton. That's news.
Oh.
Exciting news. She's going to stand for the Democratic Party.
First, second lady.
She'll be the first lady. That's happened. What else has happened in Parliament? Tories say they're going to scrap NHS targets. Well, they're not. They're going to have different targets. They're going to say it's not about time. It's about how quickly you get better and whether you die or not. That's what their target's going to be based on, not killing patients, rather than how quickly they're treated.
Hillary Clinton, if she goes back into the White House, I imagine her and her dishy husband will dance back in. Because, you know, when they finished their last reign, they danced out.
Their last reign, yeah. And they're going to dance back in again.
They might dance back in.
What sort of dance will it be? Will it be the conga?
They did this kind of dance.
A ballroom sort of dance.
They did a kind of swirly dance. Ballroom dance out of the White House. I'd like to see them.
That would be brilliant.
Go back in the other way.
I'd like to see her as a female. Someone pointed out yesterday morning on Breakfast with Frost with Andrew Marr that if she did become president, and we've got Angela Merkel, or Angela, she's in charge of Germany, that woman, the sexy one, is probably going to be in charge of France, and then Hillary Clinton in charge of America.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women there in the whole sort of G8 thing. It's going to be a ladies' world.
Well,
exciting.
It would be a better world.
Bring Thatcher
back. It would be less violent. Although Thatcher did start a war.
They might do have a brilliant get-together and say all the G8 countries have a sale on shoes always, because that's something they do, isn't it?
Oh, we should have Theresa May. I mean, I don't think she's that clever, but...
Christine Hamilton, she could do it.
Actually, I wouldn't mind that, to be honest. She knows how to get rid of bingo wings.
She does.
Wayne Rooney, another pig.
A lot of pigs in the news today. Government departments bid to recruit gay lumberjacks has sparked a row of political correctness. Apparently, it's gone mad. The Forestry Commission are going to spend £30,000 a year trying having a diversity manager who's going to encourage homosexual tree choppers. And then basically that's all of the story that they've done, and the analysis is just copying down the lyrics to I'm a Lumberjack by Monty Python.
Chelsea
Davey, mm-hmm. Kate Middleton,
yes,
our future queens.
Now Kate Middleton,
yeah,
when she wore that dress from Chop Chop the other week, apparently within 24 hours every single dress of that nature had been sold.
I think
completely sold out. The same has happened for Chelsea. Both
dresses
from Topshop. Horrible, I'd say.
I think it's nice if you're young. I mean, I'd like to see it in colour.
Doesn't suit her.
Well, is it not a very good picture of her face? I'd say what she looks a little bit like.
A pig! Oink, oink. Poppadom makers want their product recognised officially by the United Nations. And three blind mice have shut a school down.
There's a man, he's a bit fussy, he's an idiot. Well, I blame the parents, I think, in this case. He's 22-year-old and all he'll eat is sandwiches made of peanut butter, white bread and cheese. So peanut butter and cheese sandwiches. But he's still slim fit and has never been ill. Apparently his parents said, oh, the doctor said he'd grow out of it, but he hasn't.
Well, his skin looks alright.
I mean, he looks alright, but you think, well, surely his parents should have force-fed him some vegetables when he was a kid. I think it's a lot to do with the way you're brought up. I mean, I was a fussy eater as a child, but I eat pretty much anything now.
Apart from meat and fish.
Yeah, apart from meat and fish and crocodile's testicles.
Yeah, I mean, crocodile, do you class that as meat or fish, or would you eat that?
No, that's meat.
What about a microbe?
I don't know.
Or a spider?
Spider's meat.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all meat in them days.
Would you eat a spider?
No.
An ant?
No.
Worm?
Not on purpose, but if an ant accidentally crawled in my mouth, I wouldn't freak out.
What about a worm?
No, I wouldn't eat a worm, that'd be gristly. It's all muscle, pure muscle, though.
Maybe we should go out with a worm. A big freeze is set to
very
hit...
Very two-faced worms.
A big freeze is set to hit battered Britain. Actually, you could kind of get off with the worm. No, I'm not going to... I'm not going to do this.
Can you tell me after?
Well, you know how you've got a worm in two, and
yeah,
then it's got kind of got two heads?
Yeah.
Like...
You want to stick one up your crotch?
It could kiss you and go down on you at the same time. A big freeze is set to
I can go out of the world.
Battered Britain with snow, threatening rush hour chaos today. Mm. Icy winds will sweep across the country, say forecasters, as the storm's death toll rose. Surely it should be rises. Snow fell in the north last night, but experts warned it could spread. Temperatures are going to plummet. There could be snow almost anywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's winter and it's cold. Let's not get too surprised about this. Naomi Campbell, Stroppy, she's enlisted the help of a witch doctor from Brazil to curb her temper tantrums.
And he's given her a giant hand by accident.
Yeah, I don't quite know how it works, but...
Naomi Poppadom.
She's tried various things, including sticking red crystals on her boobs to calm her temper down, but it's not worked. Tell you what would calm her down. Nice cup of tea, sit down, biscuits, put her feet up, watch a bit of Holby City.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Mucka Poppadom, is delighted after last night agreeing to a £32 million divorce deal. Apparently, according to the Star, this isn't news anywhere else, so I suspect not actually true.
I read that over the weekend. Because I read that in the News of the World. But
she gets £1,000 an hour for a 4-year marriage. That's pretty impressive. If you went out with a worm and got married to it, if you got divorced, how much money would you get? Maybe a grain of soil every hour.
£32 million is an awful lot of money, isn't
it? It's an awful lot. I don't know what she's going to do with it. Fritch it away on the cones and kittens, probably. Like, kitty homes.
Yeah. Just silly little things. Opic Poppadom.
Mm-hmm.
Refused to go and do some interview that Gabriella Poppadom wanted him to do. Because his bosses said, oh, for fuck's sake, come on. Stop hanging out with the cheeky girl and come into work, why don't you? And he went, like this.
That's visual. Basically, he's doing a wonky face in the style of Linda Opic.
Okay. A porn actress hanged herself weeks after her teenage sister did the same because their dad drowned himself.
Crikey, that suicide runs in that family. So his dad killed him. Dad, then sister, and then porn star. And that's the point at which it makes the papers.
Yeah. This is...
Oh, God, that really made me jump. That's Fat Boy Slim there.
Yeah.
A bit of DJ in the corner. Some scratching.
This man, a pig farmer...
Brilliant!
He's killed 60 women.
Whereabouts?
Unfortunately, not Jade, Posh.
Not ones that look like pigs. Actually, none of them look like pigs, particularly.
No. In Vancouver. You'd have thought we'd have heard more about it, though. And he fed...
He fed them to the pigs?
He chopped them up and fed them to
the pigs. So I'm interested in...
His mistake came when he told somebody.
I'd be interested to see what the pigs looked like, whether they were very healthy or not.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they started growing boobs.
They were fine, but they had mad cow disease.
Ooh. Spooky. Beyonce's been very, very brave. She's a brave, brave girl.
Oh, she's a brave woman.
See what she did to
she's
promote
an
her film.
Woman.
She wore a small dress and wore it in Leicester Square where there's temperatures are plummeting and it could snow at any time.
Any time.
She stood for a photo opportunity for around 10 minutes and then went inside. Very brave. She's like Shackleton, isn't she?
She's a stunner.
She does look absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Mika.
Yeah, he's number one.
He's fucking cool.
He is cool.
I love that song.
Apart from the goes,
kitchen. Don't like that. But I really love the rest of the song.
I like it when he sounds like Freddie Mercury.
He does sound like Freddie Mercury in it. And he's just been given a modelling contract with Paul Smith.
He's got quite a boofy do.
Piggy-faced X-Factor star Ray. A genuine piggy faced boy. There's going to be Take That the Musical and he's going to play Robbie.
Poor Robbie. What an insult to be
saying. Now, the thing is, Robbie has got sex appeal and always has, you know. This is like a little. He's like a little.
I could see. He looks a bit like Robbie, but maybe Robbie was 12.
Maybe.
Not when he was famous or anything. Charlotte Church doesn't give a fuck about Kylie. Generally, to be honest, I'm with her there, but in context, what happened is Charlotte was having dinner somewhere, not very far from where Kylie was. She left where she was having dinner, and the later photographers were trying to get pictures of her. She was like, no, I don't want to take any pictures. They went, oh, Kylie let us take her pictures, and she went, I don't give a fuck about Kylie, I'm leaving. In which case, I don't think it's anything personal to do with Kylie, I think it's the fact she didn't want to have a picture taken. So,
agreed.
There you go.
Now, somewhere up north, they did an experiment with a load of schoolgirls, thinking, right, we want to stop them getting pregnant, so we'll give them all a fake baby to look after. What they didn't expect was that they'd really miss the fake babies and then all get pregnant.
Brilliant. They should give them a downy one. 75 years of good gadgets started in 1936 with the Tees Made. One of the best gadgets ever, they're saying.
Great, but the thing about the Tees Made is, what do you do with the milk?
I don't know.
Because do you have to have it sitting by your bedside getting a bit manky overnight?
I think you have to use one of those little sachets from a service station. It's weird though, because it says when everything was, all these must-have items and when they were invented, but a lot of them weren't must-have until a long time afterwards. For example, the microwave oven was apparently invented in 1946. Well, certainly that didn't become must-have until the 80s.
I don't remember Hitler having one.
Ditto the video recorder. That was 1970, but that didn't become popular until the 80s.
Well, it was very expensive.
But nowadays, things become available much quicker. So we've all got a plasma TV, and a video iPod, and a Sony PlayStation, and a Bluetooth. The 70s were a bit poor, actually. They had video recorder in 1970, and Pong video game in 1972, and that's it.
And life was a lot simpler, and all the better for it.
Oh, yes.
A woman whose house kept getting flooded has had it knocked down and rebuilt brick by brick, but a bit taller.
That's pretty sensible. I bet it cost a fortune, though.
Yeah, it did.
But does she save on her insurance premiums?
A little bit. But, I mean, it's still in the same place that is going to continue to get flooded regularly. So
yeah, and with global warming.
I think she should have just sold it.
Preston from The Ordinary Boys.
Well, let's just swim.
He's a bit of a knob, isn't
he? Preston from The Ordinary Boys. Yes, complete wanker.
That's what I thought. Brad Pitt, he's quite handsome, isn't he? They've not picked the best pictures of him, but generally, he's a handsome chap.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, he wouldn't.
Well,
he, to be honest, he pissed me off.
They're
actually.
Ooh, why?
Well, I think he should get back together with Jennifer.
What about the poor baby Pampers, whatever it was called? Poppadom.
I've got
our baby Poppadom.
I've got a couple.
Shiloh.
A couple of bits of advice for our listeners.
Okay.
Firstly, go to www.moneysavingexpert.com and register for the weekly update.
Yeah, very useful.
It'll tell you how to claim back all your bank charges of the last 6 years, which have been proven to be illegal. And secondly, have you got a smoke alarm in your house? Have you?
Me? I've seen one, but I don't know if it works or not. I need to test it.
Test it?
Yeah. I will.
And maybe, you know, maybe have two.
Maybe I could sue my landlord.
Maybe have two in your house. So,
I'll tell you what we have got in my house.
Go on.
I discovered the other day. Mm-hmm. Our downstairs neighbour has put a thing in the garden, like a sonic screwdriver thing, mm-hmm. which if you go near it, it lets off a weird noise. It's to scare off foxes. So if you stand near it, it goes really high-pitched. Quite annoying when you're hanging out your washing, and alarming as well. First time it happened, that noise. But it's a weird
crikey
fox scarer.
Well, I don't mind whether people get those or not, but
yeah, I should. I've been thinking I should test my fire alarm because I'm due another fire.
All you need to do is, you know, just
get a ladder out,
candle
put the ladder down,
light a match underneath,
stand on the chair, press the button.
They're very cheap.
Probably then change the battery.
Very cheap.
Have you seen that really amazing advert? It's for Sony's high-definition Bravia televisions. Yes. And it's a block of flats and there's all paint coming out of it and it's all different colours.
Oh, yeah,
it's
really,
really good.
Really good advert.
Now, I had a discussion with one of my friends recently and I cannot remember which one it was. And we were discussing how it must be computer-generated.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't. It's really, really happened. And they've now just demolished the block of flats that it was filmed at. They're in Glasgow. It took 10 seconds to reduce the 23 stories to rubble. Interestingly, making the video took 5 days and involved 60 people.
I discussed that with Carolyn. We said what a wonderful advert it was, but it couldn't possibly be real.
No, I didn't think it was for a second, but it really is. So that's exciting.
Well, why don't they do that to more buildings?
Oh, put colours coming out of them.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's not.
They just paint them a nice colour.
I don't know. Well, they're demolishing this one anyway, so they probably won't let you. Mm. But anyway, that I was quite interested. If you are the person who I was talking to about that the other day, it is real. can't remember who that was.
And what's that picture of there?
It's a close-up of a bit of the...
You know what that reminds me of, that close-up? Song that goes, Starry, Starry Nights.
It's Starry, Starry Nights by the man who did American Pie. It's about it's called Vincent isn't
Gough,
it?
Yeah.
It's called Vincent, not Starry, Starry Nights. It's, who's the man who sang American Pie?
I don't know. Oh, John Denver?
Madonna. No, it's Papa Dom.
Papa Dom.
Right, are we... apparently Jim Kerr from Simple Minds lived in that block of flats where the paint comes out of it. It's now been demolished.
And they demolished it. They should have put a little blue plaque on it.
They should have done. Are we finished?
Yep.
Right, that's it. Thanks for listening, Papa Dom. We're back tomorrow, Papa Dom.
Bye, Papa Doms.
Pot noodles.
Curry.